The ptarmigan is a popular Christmas dish in Iceland. But I'm not waiting that long. This one's going to be ready in about 15 minutes.
Look at that. All that dark meat. Quite strong.
It's an angelica plant, and these are very special plants in Iceland. They actually grow wild all over the place. But you can recognise these in the summertime. All of this is green, and they have these like white flowers on the top. Obviously, in the wintertime, it's just bare. But you can see it's very distinct shape. But what I'm after is the roots. And actually, all of these roots are edible for food. If I scrape away a bit of the sand here, to get to the inside of the root there. This is all edible. Actually, it's going to make my mouth also a little bit numb because it's actually a local anaesthetic as well. But it's good for me. It's going to boost my immune system, this stuff. Actually, it's also antibacterial. So what I can also do is take a bit of it and like clean my teeth with it, which is always nice when you're out in the wild with no toothbrush.
When you're stranded in the wilds, it's still important to try and look after yourself. Here is one of the many ancient lava fields that covers over 10% of Iceland. They're formed by volcanic eruptions when the molten rock cools and solidifies, and they can be treacherous to cross.
See here, all of this lava field's just covered in this moss, and it's just making crossing it really slow work. And also I need to be careful just because it's hard to tell what the moss is growing over, whether it's like a hollow or gap or solid rock. That'd be just too easy to twist an ankle in this stuff.